Did I hear you guys talk just a few moments ago that the actor who played Herb from KRP
Yeah, he passed
died?
Yes,
away, yeah.
yes.
Oh.
79 years old,
Herb
Frank
Tarlick.
Miller.
Herb Tarlick, yes. Always liked Herb. Always called the boss the big guy, right? Isn't that what all the time? And you guys ever had to at least talk. Did you talk about his Blazers? Oh,
Yes,
yeah. Okay, all right, very
yes.
good. But the elbow pad, what do they call those things with
Yeah,
the elbow. Were they elbow pads or what were those things? I don't
for
know.
For lack
but,
of a better term,
yeah.
The patches that the suits used to have.
Oh, fantastic. Well, still, he'll be remembered. That's good.
He said he kept some of his clothing for fun, including the belts that he used to wear. He said they were part of his suits.
Oh, yeah. White belts and white shoes and a little of everything.
It's a great show.
It really was. And wow. And, I didn't know he got more into directing after his career.
I didn't either. And
including, do I have that information here? I thought I did. Yeah. No, don't have it in front of me. Yeah, he got into directing after that.
Huh. And TV? Was he TV directing?
Okay. Yeah, some shows that we recognize, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like the people who... are in a show or something like that, who act, they go into directing. I remember Potsy, I think he...
Anson Williams,
days.
Yeah.
Anson Williams,
yeah. You're right, those
and
names.
One of the reasons may be because they become typecast, tied to that character so closely, that it's hard to get other roles for acting, and so they go into directing.
That's a good point. Very good point.
Mm-hmm. Do more behind the scenes than they do on the scene.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, of course, they learned all how to do it, too, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
So, do it at a young age.
Not?
And capitalize on that for future career opportunities.
Right.
Ron Howard,
right.
Who learned at a real young age. Yes.
And who did it very well.
Yeah, his career kind of panned. You know,
yeah,
it
whatever
panned
it
out
did.
Okay.
He did, you know, once that Opie thing got behind him, he was okay. 6:45 is the time on WSGW. You were having a good time, Pat Johnston, last night. Tunes by the Tridge.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what, it was a real lovely night. Couldn't complain weather-wise. Good crowd, and... Cool Lemon Jazz performed. I was able to go up and do my best Ed Sullivan impersonation by introducing them.
Very nice.
So, no, but it was cool. Yeah, I just gave a couple quick words and let the band take over, and because that's what everybody wanted to see anyway.
Right.
So it was good. It was a good time and a really, really nice crowd. So this is my first time actually attending Tunes by the Tridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an enjoyable evening.
Nice setting for it.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, our sales rep, Daryl, he was telling me that they actually switched the positioning of the stage. He said they used to always have the stage where everybody would be, the crowd would be sitting in the sun. Well, they decided to turn it so everybody was in the shade. So, and that was pretty good. So I think that made it even more enjoyable.
So that mean the performers had to be in the sun?
Well, the stage provided them.
Yeah.
So it worked out really well. The setup was great, and it was. I had some pulled pork yesterday too.
Ooh.
Pretty delicious.
Yeah.
Got to partake in
of
some
course.
Of the food opportunities.
Of course,
yes.
And maybe a little kettle corn, too. I'm just saying.
That's what you're supposed to do
That's
at those
right.
outdoor venues.
But no, it was a good time. Really good time.
Well, I know they're pleased to be back after obviously canceling last year. I think this was just the second one of the
second
year.
Second one of the year.
Yeah,
they have a
the
number
second.
Of others still coming.
Yeah. Plenty of time to enjoy those and other opportunities that come forth. Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's always nice to be by the Tridge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is a great background.
Yep.
6:47 is the time on WSGW. By the way, I was just looking up. Since we talked about Frank Bonner, going back to that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it says he directed several episodes of WKRP.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. As well as other sitcoms, including Who's the Boss?
Oh, all
mm-hmm.
right.
And Evening Shade. Remember Evening Shade with Burt Reynolds?
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
New Heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And even directed several episodes of Head of the Class.
I remember that one, too.
Which starred Howard Hessman.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
he
was
yes.
also
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. From his
Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yeah, so Frank Bonner was with him there.
Was Robin Givens in that, Mike Tyson's first wife? I think she
Oh, I think
been.
She was.
I think so.
I think she was.
That's right.
And then it says here he also appeared in 5 episodes of Saved by the Class, Saved by the Bell, the new class, and directed episodes of it as well.
Oh, cool.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
There you go.
I'll have to go back and see which episodes he directed in KRP. I bet you that would be, because they were so many classic episodes. still my favorite, I think, for me. Everybody always talks about the turkey drop episode, and that is always
that's funny, but a great one.
Mm-hmm. But is one when they're doing a study, and I forget who's conducting the study, but all the DJs are taking shots of alcohol.
As
the night progresses, everybody's getting worse and worse and stumbling, but Dr. Johnny Beaver keeps getting sharper and sharper as it goes on.
Oh my gosh, yes, I remember that. That was a famous episode. It was, as much as we're talking about as the sitcom, remember, they also tackled the tragedy of the Who concert.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that? They did that on a sitcom and had to deal with that. They dealt with it. As a real radio station being, in Cincinnati.
No, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah.
It's one of those times, many times sitcoms have this powerful message sometimes where suddenly you realize, wow, as much as we laugh, they can sometimes have a very important message.
Yeah, you can't ignore it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.